The summer heat is upon us, and for tourism officials, that means it's time for the annual challenge of trying to convince people to come to Arizona and the Valley when temperatures are kind of unfriendly. This year, Experience Scottsdale is using the tagline, "It's that hot," and is turning to art to help spread the word. The organization commissioned Valley muralist Lauren Lee to design and paint murals at three spots around town with the goal of having people post photos in front of them on social media. I met up with Lee at one of her murals at the restaurant Geisha Agogo in Old Town Scottsdale and asked her to describe it.
Well, this is one of three murals that I did for Experience Scottsdale for their summer campaign, hashtag It's That Hot. And so this one is of a desert scene, kind of a surreal desert scene with blue cactus and agave and then a sort of stylized sun.
Yeah, the sun is different shades of yellow and orange and red and darker red. It almost seems as though with your colors there, you're trying to get across the point that, yes, it's very hot here in the summer.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like one of those little gauges of extreme heat, you know.
How did you think about trying to come up with the designs on a very specific, it seems, theme?
I wanted it to be playful because Scottsdale's kind of playful. I mean, really, it's a sort of destination spot for within Arizona, and so I wanted it to be something that people would want to pose in front of and take photographs in front of and kind of make light of how hot it actually is here.
So we talked about the colors of the sun. Other than using color, how do you try to do that? How do you try to sort of be playful with something that a lot of people who live here complain bitterly about for a long time?
Right. Well, I mean, I think that the heat's interesting. I come from Yuma, Arizona, where it's even hotter than it is here. And, you know, so we do a lot of things. We become nocturnal. We swim. We go, you know, to the... Well, in Yuma, we go to the river. Here, you know, we go to, like, splash parks and we go to water parks and we have pool parties at friends' houses. And, you know, I think that it adds something to our culture. So kind of making it, like, in the murals, I want them to be something people want to come and, like, in swimsuits and pose in front of and be like, ah, you know. And I don't know. It was actually a really fun project, so.
How similar or dissimilar was this project than other types of projects that you've worked on in the past?
Yeah, most of my other stuff's a little bit more serious, and which is what was kind of nice and about this one and fun. But yeah, a lot of my other projects are, I mean, these are temporary murals for one, so they are only up for the summer. It's only this summer campaign. The other works that I've done, you know, are permanent pieces, and so they're usually based on fine art renderings, fine art sketches, and stuff of that nature. So it's totally sort of different.
Was that hard for you to come up with these? I know you said it was fun to do something maybe a little more playful, a little more fun, but was it difficult to sort of take yourself out of what you're normally used to doing?
Yeah, thinking about anything in terms of a temporary sort of basis is give and take. You know, on one side, you're like, oh, that's too bad. They'll only be up for that amount of time. But then on the other side, it allows you to be a little bit more experimental and playful. And like some of the other ones, like this one with the colors of the sun kind of in a spectrum of red to orange, yellow. And then that's played out again and again in all the other pieces for this same campaign. So that was kind of cool to me. I like real modern color placement. I like, you know, walls of stripes of colors, and that's what the other ones are and stuff. So this was an interesting one. I actually think that I enjoy doing this one the most because it's most along the lines of what I usually do, which is actual, like, you know, painting of botanicals and cactus. And it was fun to make blue cactus and things like that. So
when you're designing and ultimately executing a mural like this, you reference that you want people to, you know, take pictures in front of it and tag it on Instagram or wherever. How does that sort of play into your design that you want people to be, you know, snapping selfies in front of it?
Well, for one is I keep everything kind of at a selfie height, which is really has changed. I mean, in the last 10, 15 years, I mean, we've become a completely social media culture. And so, yeah, I mean, I do keep that in mind that the things that I make, I kind of keep low enough that they can be backdrops. I used to be a photographer, so there's a part of me that is always thinking in terms of, is that a good backdrop, you know? And so it's kind of cool that I make essentially backdrops that people find, you know, they see it on the internet, then they go and find it in real life, analog life, and then they photograph themselves or other people and stuff in front of them. So it's this sort of creative culture, and I think it's fun.
What kind of responses have you gotten so far from the murals you've done?
Well, now my tagged photos on Instagram are full of these three, which was an unexpected. I hadn't expected that. But yeah, now they're full of people tagging me in their pictures, which is really cool. So it's funny just because my regular Instagram has a certain color palette of most of the type of paintings that I use. And then you click on my tagged photo, it's all this orange, red, you know, yellow.
Do you think you might take some of what you experimented with in this project and use it in future projects?
Yeah, I always like, you know, and I really got to explore this here with using typography and using like color spectrums. I used to, a long time ago, create, you know, full like 100 different colors of a color spectrum stripes. And I miss, you know, doing that. It's really intricate. It's an intricate process, but I like the effect of how it looks. People love color. I love color, so.
When you're looking to depict something in art that is not literal, let's say, I mean, you can't draw a picture of heat. How do you sort of try to conceptualize what heat looks like?
That's a very great question. And, you know, I guess for me, I see it more as where I'll be making the painting. So like I'll go to the sites and I think about what could be there that's not there now. So the theme is sort of often secondary to the site because it's so site specific. So, you know, I think about the people that will be interacting with the mural and how I want to influence their interaction, you know. So once I knew sort of what I wanted to do, then I started going into like the visioning. How do you convey this? How do you show heat without, like, some of the color tones I use, while they are red, orange, yellow, it's more of a raspberry red, and it's more of a darker orange than, you know, they're not primary. They're more sort of trying to find the more subtle undertones of the kind of heat that can still be fun.
Lauren Lee, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Lauren Lee is a Valley muralist and was commissioned by Experian Scottsdale to design and paint three murals around the city as part of the group's It's That Hot campaign.